eyes. One could hear hearing, in other words, says the inaudible in a sort of poetic telephony. Then, the time of reflection is also another time. It is heterogeneous with what it reflects and perhaps gives time for what calls for and is called thought. It is the chance for an event about which one does not know whether or not presenting itself within the university, it belongs to the history of the university. It may also be brief and paradoxical. It may tear up time, like the instant invoked by Kierkegaard, one of the thinkers who are foreign, even hostile to the university, but who give us more to think about with respect to the essence of the university than academic reflections themselves. The chance for this event is the chance of an instant, an Augenblick, a wink, or a blink. It takes place in the twinkling of an eye, I would say, rather in the twilight of an eye. For it is in the most crepuscular, the most westerly situations of the Western University that the chances of this twinkling of thought are multiplied. In a period of crisis, as we say, a period of decadence and renewal, when the institution is on the blink, provocation to think brings together in the same instant the desire for memory and exposure to the future. The fidelity of a guardian, faithful enough to want to keep even the chance of a future. In other words, the singular responsibility of what he does not have and what is not yet, neither in his keeping nor in his purview. Keep the memory and keep the chance. Is this possible? And chance, can it be kept? It is not, as its name indicates, the risk or the advent of the fall, even of decadence, the falling dew that befalls you at the bottom of the gorge. I don't know. I don't know if it is possible to keep both memory and chance. I am tempted to think, rather, that the one cannot be kept without the other, without keeping the other and being kept from the other. Differently, that double guard would be assigned as its responsibility to the strange destiny of the university, to its law, to its reason for being, and to its truth. Let us risk one more etymological wink. Truth is what keeps, that is, both preserves and is preserved. I'm thinking here of Wahrheit, of the Wahren of Wahrheit, and of Veritas, whose name figures on the coat of arms of so many American universities. It institutes guardians and calls upon them to watch faithfully, truthfully over itself. Let me recall my incipit and the single question that I raised at the outset. How can we not speak today of the university? Have I said it or done it? Have I said how one must not speak today of the university? Or have I rather spoken as one should not today, do today, within the university? Only others can answer, beginning with you. Thank you.